Part 1. What's codependency, and who's got it? Chapter 1. Jessica's story. Georgianne, who is married to an alcoholic, says, "The sun was shining, and it was a beautiful day when I met him. Then everything went crazy." This is Jessica's story. I'll let her tell it. I sat in the kitchen, drinking coffee, thinking about my unfinished housework. Dishes, dusting, laundry. The list was endless, yet I couldn't get started. It was too much to think about. Doing it seemed impossible. Just like my life, I thought. Fatigue, a familiar feeling, overtook me. I headed for the bedroom. Once a luxury, naps had become a necessity. Sleeping was about all I could do. Where had my motivation gone? I used to have an excess of energy. Now it was an effort to comb my hair and apply makeup daily, an effort I frequently didn't put forth. I lay on my bed and fell into a deep sleep. When I awoke, my first thoughts and feelings were painful. This also was not new. I wasn't sure which hurt most, the raw ache I felt because I was certain my marriage was over. The love was gone, extinguished by the lies and the drinking and the disappointments and the financial problems. The bitter rage I felt toward my husband, the man who had caused it all. The despair I felt because God, whom I had trusted, had betrayed me by allowing this to happen. Or the mixture of fear, helplessness, and hopelessness that blended into all the other emotions. Damn him, I thought. Why did he have to drink? Why couldn't he have sobered up earlier? Why did he have to lie? Why couldn't he have loved me as much as I had loved him? Why didn't he stop drinking and lying years ago, when I still cared? I never intended to marry an alcoholic. My father had been one. I had tried so hard to carefully choose my husband. Great choice. Frank's problem with drinking had become apparent on our honeymoon when he left our hotel suite late one afternoon and didn't return until 6:30 the next morning. Why didn't I see then? Looking back, the signs were clear. What a fool I had been. Oh no, he's not an alcoholic. Not him, I had defended time and again. I had believed his lies. I had believed my lies. Why didn't I just leave him, get a divorce? Guilt, fear, lack of initiative, and indecision. Besides, I had left him before. When we were apart, all I did was feel depressed, think about him, and worry about money. Damn me. I looked at the clock. 3:15. The kids would soon be home from school. Then he would be home, expecting supper. No housework done today. Nothing ever got done. And it's his fault, I thought. His fault. Suddenly, I shifted emotional gears. Was my husband really at work? Maybe he had taken another woman to lunch. Maybe he was having an affair. Maybe he had left early to drink. Maybe he was at work, creating problems there. How long would he have this job, anyway? Another week? Another month? Then he'd quit or be fired, as usual. The phone rang, interrupting my anxiety. It was a neighbor, a friend. We talked, and I told her about my day. "I'm going to Al-Anon tomorrow," she said. "Want to come along?" I had heard about Al-Anon. It was a group for people married to drunks. Visions charged into my mind of the little women huddled at this meeting, making the most of their husbands' drinking, forgiving them, and thinking of little ways to help them. "I'll see," I lied. "I've got a lot of work to do," I explained, not lying. Outrage poured through me, and I barely heard the rest of our conversation. Of course I didn't want to go to Al-Anon. I had helped and helped. Hadn't I already done enough for him? I felt furious at the suggestion that I do more and continue giving to this bottomless pit of unmet needs we called a marriage. I was sick of shouldering the burden and feeling responsible for the success or failure of the relationship. "It's his problem," I railed silently. "Let him find his solution. Leave me out of this. Don't ask another thing of me. Just make him better, and I'll feel better." After I hung up the phone, I dragged myself into the kitchen to fix supper. "Anyway, I'm not the one that needs help," I thought. "I haven't..."